CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It's 30 years in prison for David DePapp, the man convicted of the violent hammer attack in 2022 on Paul Pelosi, the husband of then-House Speaker Nancy, at their home in San Francisco.
Today's sentencing of David DePapp sends a clear message that violence and intimidation have no place in our community.
U.S. Attorney Sergio Lopez.
The brutal attack on Paul Pelosi in his home was not only an attack on an individual, but an assault on the very principles and safety and civility that form the bedrock of our democracy.
In a statement, the Pelosi family said they couldn't be prouder of their pop and his tremendous courage in saving his own life on the night of the attack and in testifying in this case. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
We now know the fate of three more Hamas hostages. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Israeli forces recovered the bodies of three hostages in Gaza, dealing a blow to their families who hoped they were still alive. The military says the bodies were found during a special operation in Gaza and brought back to Israel.
That news came after a U.S.-built port was activated in Gaza, and a Hamas statement followed saying that it's not an alternative to opening land crossings. Harris County, Texas is cleaning up after last night's violent storms. At least four people killed. At last count, about 700,000 customers were without power. CBS's David Malkoff is in Houston.
Those big transmission lines that they have, the big ones that kind of have the arms that hang out there. There were some of those that were twisted over the highway and down on the ground. That's how powerful these winds were. We're talking about hurricane strength.
Top-ranked golfer Scottie Scheffler is back on the PGA course in Louisville after his arrest for trying to drive around an accident scene and ignoring orders to stop. And Ligori hosts Talking Golf on WFAN New York.
Play continues. Scottie went out there and he birdied the first hole, which he started on the 10th hole. He bogeyed the second hole and birdied the 12th. So right now he's 5 under, 4 shots back behind the leader. And he continues to play. He's a very focused individual. I'm sure this must have shaken him tremendously.
Scheffler faces charges for assaulting a police officer, reckless driving, and more. Now the latest on abortion rights in two conservative states.
A state judge has ruled that South Carolina could continue to enforce a ban on nearly all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, as an appeal continues on what exactly defines a heartbeat under the law. Many women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. In conservative South Dakota, an abortion rights ballot initiative has gotten enough signatures to go before voters in November. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The Dow is up 73. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Happy 8 Collectibles, the treasure trove of toys, comics, and more at Gurney Mills. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A former Racine Unified staffer charged with sexually assaulting two students this week had previously worked for Kenosha Unified 2 years ago. Milwaukee County investigators are extending their search to the beaches in Racine and Kenosha in connection with the death of Sade Robinson in Milwaukee. A suspect is currently in custody for her homicide. What's called the Racine Recall Committee will provide an update on the recall effort against Robin Voss in a press conference Monday. It'll feature former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman and other Republicans in Union Grove. Bob Ertl, a longtime advocate for Racine and a key figure in the creation of the Kids Cove Playground, will have his final wishes fulfilled as volunteers touch up the paint on the playground tomorrow. And Festival Park comes alive again in Racine with a beer garden festival. That runs today and tomorrow. It's free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
the Brewers tonight in Houston.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a three-game series against the Astros. Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight. Is there concern Minute Maid Park has been a tough place to get a win for Milwaukee?
Not really, but, you know, we have to understand that they are a very good team. But I know that we have to give them some respect because they play the game the good way, and they play hard all the time, especially against us.
College football. The Wisconsin Badgers announcing this week their game against Alabama at Lambeau Field. I asked Luke Fickell how his defensive front seven looks year two into his program.
I really believe we're in a good place. I believe we've got some of that. I think we've got some at all levels to be able to create pressure. And I think we're in a better spot. I think it's challenging. I think it's made it really difficult on the offensive line just because of the ability to roll some of those guys in there, which I think is a really good thing in the long run for all of us.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather. Mostly sunny and cooler today. Highs only climb to the mid-60s due to the northeast wind coming off the lake. More patchy fog is possible tonight and through tomorrow morning. Then sunshine takes over tomorrow and highs rebound to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. If you're wondering where all the talk shows went, you can still find them on the air and on the Civic Media app. You can listen on air at 540 AM WAUK. That's our sister station. Listen to Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dunn. They all discuss the state and local issues, and they welcome all sides. That's on air at 540 AM or download the Civic Media app.
Cheating on your mind.
is wrong between us that your laughter cannot hide? And you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Oh,
news and timeless hits on WRJN. There's Grand Funk Railroad in Locomotion. Well, recently, Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band joined Don Rosen on his morning show, and Mark wanted to talk about their concert next Thursday night at Case High School and the piece they're going to be doing.
So the piece was premiered in 2022, and this is we're finally playing it at Case, where the premiere was supposed to have been. And the piece is by Milwaukee composer Daniel Van Gelderen. I first met him, I think it was 2018. I was a trumpet player playing in a big production at the Basilica by the Bel Canto Chorus, and his piece was premiered on the program there. It was a Christmas Gloria, a cantata, actually, and a multi-movement piece. It had a choir, timpani, organ, big brass ensemble, soloists, and at the very first rehearsal, I met the composer because he had some things he wanted to talk over with the trumpet section at rehearsal. And, you know, we talked together very easily and he had some good insights. And each rehearsal, we wound up talking to the composer again. And I was just really impressed with the piece, you know, the overall scope of this very big piece. But even though it was a huge operation, it seemed intimate at the same time. And I really enjoyed playing. There was a lot of dialogue between all the musicians, and it was very successful. I think there were three concerts. They were all sold out, and it was just a really good vibe about the whole event. And so even back then, I was kind of thinking that, we have a centennial coming up in 3 or 4 years, and if the money's available, it'd be great to commission a relatively local composer like Daniel Van Gelderen. Not only had he written for the Bel Canto Chorus, he was also commissioned by the Milwaukee Chamber Orchestra. And so I talked to him about a year about the ahead of the centennial, and he was very interested. He had never written a band piece before. It was his first band piece, but I had great confidence in him after hearing his work. And he had plenty of time because it was COVID. And he came up with the piece, was just the right character that we had hoped for. We had asked for a celebratory piece, and it is exactly that. It's called Fanfare and Celebration, and it's just full of optimism and energy, and it's very joyful experience. Not an easy piece. We put a lot of effort into it, but we were all happy with the way it came out, and we're happy to play it for a larger audience now.
And you can hear that piece next Thursday night at Case High School. That's Mark Eichner from the Racine Concert Band. As heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show, you can hear that every weekday morning, 6 till 9, here on WRJN.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, rhubarb rules. Because O&H's rhubarb crinkle is back and offers a perfect combination of sweet and tart flavors. O&H's homemade rhubarb filling makes this long-awaited crinkle a very special treat. Also featured are O&H Danish Bakery strawberry rhubarb sweet rolls with a fresh strawberry nestled in a delicious dollop of homemade rhubarb filling. Gotta hurry, though. The rhubarb season is short. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Some things never change. Kids keep growing faster than your family's budget, leaving you wondering what's left that fits. Well, don't sweat it anymore. Your favorite children's and maternity consignment sale, Just Between Friends, is back at Fountain Banquet Hall in Sturtevant. May 16th through 18th, you'll find new and gently used children's clothing, shoes, toys, baby equipment, and more, all at 50 to 90% off retail. Visit KenoshaRacine.jbfsale.com for details. It only happens twice a year, so don't miss it.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Groovy with Harper's Bazaar on WRJN.
come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
When you look to the west and you see the sky looking ominous, you can rely on WRJN to keep you covered on severe weather headed our way. We're part of the Severe Studios Weather Network with meteorologists on staff to give you a heads up when you need it. It's part of the local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Now let's get you into the news center.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee County investigators have extended their search to the beaches in Racine and Kenosha in connection with the case of Sade Robinson's death. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office is seeking additional remains of Sade Robinson, who was last seen in Milwaukee. A suspect is currently in custody in connection with her death. An arm was discovered near the lake in Waukegan, and that's undergoing DNA testing to see if it's connected to Robinson's death. The 19-year-old disappeared in April after a date with Maxwell Anderson in Milwaukee. The following day, a severed leg confirmed to be Robinson's was found in Warnemont Park in Cudahy. The effort to recall Robin Voss continues. An organization called the Racine Recall Committee will host a press conference Monday, saying they'll provide a crucial update on the recall effort against Robin Voss. A previous recall petition failed. The event Monday in Union Grove will feature former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman and other Republicans. If you need some digital help, there's some available this weekend. The Racine Public Library is hosting a digital literacy fair tomorrow from 10 to 2. It's aimed at helping people to improve their computer skills. Topics include accessing affordable computers, basic computer operation, internet safety, virus prevention, and social media skills. Racine's Festival Park will be active into the evening. A beer garden event is going on with live music. Admission is free. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Dogs and Cream. They have the hot dog game on lock. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, some foggy areas, and a low close to 50. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then back into sunshine for Sunday and a high near 70. Currently, it's 66.
WRJN.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Too. What a wonderful world this would be.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman and Stuart J. Waddles stepped into the studio. Stuart, how would you like to help me revive an old tradition of mine?
Oh, I would be thrilled. Let's do it.
All right. So back in the day, I used to do the morning show, and I had this feature that I think it was pretty well loved or pretty well liked. I loved it. I did it kind of for myself, really. It was called The Useless Fact of the Morning. And it was just this random, useless piece of information that you don't know what you're going to do with that information. And I just threw it out there. And kind of the marching orders were go try it in the next 24 hours or so. Go use this on somebody else. Use this in a sentence somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's interactive.
Yeah, exactly. I think as an example, the first useless fact I ever did was those little plastic things at the end of your shoelaces are called egglets. Like, what are you going to do with that information, right?
Completely useless.
Exactly.
That's very good.
But I always thought of it like I was Cliff Clavin. And, you know, Norm Peterson was sitting at the end of the bar with me at Cheers. Those little plastic things are called egg. That's kind of what it was. So I want to revive the useless fact of the day here on this show, and I thought I would give you the inaugural one. Are you ready?
I'd love it.
Today's useless fact of the day is a cat's jaw cannot move sideways.
Oh, you got sound effects for the bit, too.
Exactly.
Look at you.
Exactly.
I like it.
A cat's jaw cannot move sideways.
Cannot move sideways.
So your homework assignment is to use that with somebody else.
Well, now I'm going to go look at cat videos and see if I can prove you're wrong.
Right.
Gives me a reason.
All right. You're going to keep us up to date with local news throughout the day?
Yes, sir.
It's WRJN.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
News and timeless hits on WRJN. News coming up at the top of the hour.